This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a lot to talk about today. Apparently, Connecticut police are going to test drones, pandemic drones, to monitor the health of residents. We'll tell you what that is going to kind of look like. Not really sure where our privacy is going to come into play. We do have some human trials that are supposedly starting today on a vaccine. That could be fantastic because that could mean we might at the earliest be seeing some progress in terms of having a possible vaccine by early fall. Again, I want to get our hopes up, but if things go right, that could be awesome. Dr. Mark Spencer, one of my greatest buddies from medical school, very, very handsome, from Mile High, I forget the name of his practice, Mile High Family Medicine. He's going to be joining us, telling us what's going on the Colorado front and what he's been seeing in terms of COVID cases and testing. So we got a lot to talk about, really, really cool stuff, but nothing more important to talk about than what you guys want to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I always like to open the show on stuff I want to talk about, and I love Disney. I am just such a huge Disney fan. We took our kids to Disneyland more times than they probably deserved, which was, by the way, really, really effective in terms of we didn't really hit the kids or spank them or beat them or, you know, belts or things like that. What we would do, which I think is pretty cruel, is as soon as they would act up, we would like, okay, there we go. You just lost it. And they go, lost what? We were going to go to Disneyland this weekend. No. Yep. So we kept them so paranoid. The problem is, you know, when we found out that it wasn't their fault, they're like, oh, so we did have to go to Disneyland this weekend. And I was like, oh, I guess. And I had to cancel patients. I had to rechange the whole weekend around because we had to look like that we really promised Disneyland. And so, we got the support that Disney theme parks are going to probably be closed until 2021. And I bring this up because, Christmas, Hanukkah, Halloween, if you really kind of start to look at it, I mean, I still don't think we understand the gravity of the situation. I mean, I remember my jaw drop with the NBA announcement, and then the draft pulling out of Las Vegas. Oh, you don't know how excited we were with the Bellagio and the fountains and the draft and hopefully the Cowboys getting some good picks. And I don't know. It just, I think a lot of that caused our jaws to drop. But this whole time, we've been thinking, okay, look, we just got to get to the summer. We just got to get to the summer. And yeah, they maybe talk about a resurgence and all that, but there is no way the government would close us down again. There's no way. And I think more and more we're kind of realizing that the government can do whatever the hell they want to. Okay, if it's a public health crisis, in the name of a public health crisis, they can do whatever they want to or need to. And so one thing that's going to be very, very prevalent in us being able to get our lives back and our jobs back and our careers back is we're going to have to prove we could social distance. I have never performed a pap smear, farther than 2 feet away. The woman's vagina is only this long. There's only so much you could do. But my guess is some company is going to now make a lot of money coming up with super long vaginal speculums. I would be very fearful for anything like that used, but on me. But the concept of you need to be distant from each other or wearing masks or gloving and sanitizing and all that now starts to make you look at a whole different world. Halloween. I mean, if we have all these kids and parents paranoid, are you going to allow your kids to go up to somebody's house, right, who might not be wearing a mask, complete stranger, open their door, give you food and candy? I mean, look at what we did. Look at what we did just 6 months ago. Just 6 months ago. Even I still trick-or-treat. Well, because I'm 29. Yeah, of course I gotta still trick-or-treat. My middle-aged butt walking up going, trick-or-treat, trick-or-drink. I am very trusting. I would give them my brandy glass and say, fill it up. It didn't matter what they had in their house. They could have drunk something from a bottle, and I would let them pour it in, and I'd drink it. I'd eat candy. If they had candy there, I'd eat it. I remember somebody had cooked some meat dish. I stuck a fork in it. We got to be pretty trusting. And, you know, same thing with kids. Well, now, what's Halloween going to look like? Are we going to have Halloween? You know, we always talk about how our kids grow up too fast. And so enjoy the time you have with them. And I'm not saying you need Disneyland. I'm not saying you have to have Halloween. I'm not saying you have to have, big Christmas parties and, you know, everybody over and wrestling over the gifts and recreating the nativity scene or, you know, playing dreidel and all that. I'm not saying that the kids won't grow up normal. They'll still grow up normal. But I always expected kids and then later, you know, my grandkids to be able to do what I got to do. Because I think I turned out pretty good. And I think wrestling with my brother, you know, and trying to kick his butt, and, you know, running from my sister, who could totally kick my butt, is kind of what needs to be done. I think you do need to go up to a house, threaten them with a trick if they don't give you food. And, that's extortion. I mean, you need to learn how to extort as a kid. That's what Halloween is all about. You know, you need to be able to fight for candy and fight for the Christmas cookie. You need to flirt with people at the office party. Well, you're not really supposed to flirt with them at the office Christmas party, but you know what I'm saying. And then Disneyland. You need to learn how to stand in line. You need to learn how to be patient. You need to learn to talk to people in line. You know, you need to kind of learn how to wait. You need to learn how to appreciate something that you had to wait for. Right now, it's, all right, you'll get a text and then instant gratification. But as a kid, you had to learn that you had to wait. Sometimes you had to wait 2 hours. But then when you got into that teacup, it was amazing. I still like the teacups, although I'm in with my boys, and they keep, like pulling that thing, and then they make me all dizzy, and then I get, like, vertigo, and they just love it. They go, oh, let's make Mom puke. So, you know, Disney not being open possibly till 2021, think about the economic impact of that. I don't know if I'm liking this new world. Anyway, let's get Dr. Mark Spencer on, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, I tell you guys a lot about what's going on in the West and what's going on in the Southwest and even what's going on in, you know, my kitchen. You guys want to hear what's going on in different parts of the country. Well, one of my colleagues and a former medical student colleague, well, buddy for life. When you go to medical school with somebody, they're your brother for life. Dr. Mark Spencer from Mile High Family Medicine is joining us today to talk about what's going on the Colorado side of things. Dr. Spencer, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dr. D. How are you?
Good. Oh, my God. Look at us, middle-aged doctors. Did you ever think we would ever get board certified and to the point where here we are on radio talking to other people about medicine?
I guess what I really thought was I was never going to have to grow up, but it actually comes no matter what I do.
It does. We still look like we're in our 20s. We do. We do.
That's right.
So you've been, I mean, you've been very, very just amazing in terms of, you know, updating people on what you're seeing, because you have a huge population that you take care of at Mile High Family Medicine. Tell us some of the trends that you're seeing.
So since we're in a private practice, we were able to test people from the get-go, where a lot of the testing was done in the emergency room, and they were only testing the very sick. We were testing more of the average population, so we kind of have a working class, middle class, upper middle class clientele, and so we got a good picture of where this was coming from, who was getting it. So initially, we noticed that the first 3 out of 4 positives came from kids. When I say kids, I say 20-year-olds that were partying in Vail and in the mountains at the ski towns, and then they brought that into Denver. Then the next cluster was a lot of first responders and medical personnel, followed by, once everyone was on their stay-at-home orders, most of the positive cases have been coming from the essential workers, but not the people. So it's kind of been as you would expect. So when things are, when the stay-at-home order is released, you're going to see rises in cases. The idea is to keep it at a dull roar that the healthcare system can handle, essentially.
See, Dr. Spencer,
seems like people think that this is... Oh, sorry.
Good. No. I was going to say, your take is fascinating, because all we're hearing in the media are media reports, and of course them filtered, on what's happening from the hospitals. Whereas medical clinics have been, we haven't heard from any medical clinics, anybody that have kind of been boots on the ground in terms of the non-severely sick. And so I think it's fascinating how you've been able to get to see that view and be able to share that with us in terms of, you know, what are the everyday people, you know, looking like with coronavirus tests? Are some of them looking pretty healthy, or are some of them looking pretty sick?
We only had one that was really sick who ended up in the ICU out of 32 positive, and 280 tests were done over the last month.
Wow.
So they're mainly healthy, as you'd expect. But yeah, you're right, because most of the positives are just truly sick from the ER because they weren't testing everybody.
Right. Now, how did that person do in the ICU? Do you know?
Yeah, I saw him actually a month later, because so he's recovered, and he's still on oxygen with ambulation moving around, and at night, and then if he takes his oxygen off, he may desat, or his oxygen levels might go down after a half an hour or so, but he was talking, acting, sounding just fine.
Thank God. We're talking to
Doug. One of the other interesting things were...
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I interrupt you. I've always interrupted you, and that's probably why I didn't get as good grades in medical school. I'd probably just shut up and listen. Go ahead.
So one of the interesting things that we're seeing that's contrary to what is being reported by the CDC is, okay, so there's these return to work orders, and they were revised recently. If you go to CDC and see for healthcare workers, return to work. And so the current orders is if you can't test, which unfortunately is the majority of businesses, then you need to go 72 hours without a fever, an improvement in your symptoms, and 7 days from the start of your symptoms in order to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've had two people that tested positive 3 weeks later.
Wow.
So 7 days would not be
enough.
Adequate. Now, there's a little, if you go down farther on the CDC page, they do say if you're high risk, or it should be 14 days if you're around immunocompromised, transplant, hematology oncology, but it doesn't say anything about nursing homes. And so since 50% of the mortalities are looking like they're coming from nursing homes, I think the restrictions on return to work for nursing home workers should be much more stringent than they currently are.
That is such a good point. We're talking to Dr. Mark Spencer from Mile High Family Medicine out of Lakewood, Colorado, which is near Denver. And you bring up a good point. When the CDC modified their return to work order saying, well, you can go back to work in a week as long as, you know, like you said, 72 hours at the tail end of that, you know, you were symptom free. I'm like, but you could still shed the virus. Obese people could shed the virus even longer. So you're going back to work, possibly still shedding the virus, and you bring up such a good point. 50% of the deaths in Colorado that you've seen and you guys have clocked have been, you know, in senior residential communities. Why would we want somebody to go back to work that could possibly still spread it into those vulnerable populations? But then again, if we were being told this on a national scale, maybe we could ease up on the non-vulnerable populations, letting people go back to work earlier, but then have it more strict for the vulnerable populations. I don't know.
No, I think, and that's what Colorado's plan. I have to commend the governor of Colorado. His plan is quite good. It's multifaceted as far as increased testing on the population, take better care of the high-risk people, and those that are high risk, but he's doing it without politics involved. So he's not bringing that all into it, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think it's time for us in Colorado to start returning to work, but the vulnerable population needs to be protected, or people need to know that. And the social distancing needs to be maintained. I'm not worried about the people that are may listen to your show. Sorry, someone
I am.
Calling
I am. Because, yeah,
hearing.
Yes. Yeah,
oh, you
some
are.
Of, yeah, some of the people listen to my show. They get a very warped idea of reality in my world. And so I am worried. I love my listeners, but, you know, I don't know if I've tainted them for life.
Unfortunately, it seems like there's two camps, and it's all based on politics. Those who are in black and white, it's like, stay home, or no, this is all made up. Go to work. Well, as usual, it's always in the middle somewhere. So.
You know, that you're one of the first person to actually say that in the media. I mean, you know, thank you. Exactly. It doesn't have to be everybody just go out there and, you know, run Walmart dry. And it doesn't have to be where everybody has to shudder and be scared of life. It is going to take a balance. Dr. Spencer, how can people, you know, find you or follow you on social media?
Oh, well, to be honest, I'm not a media person, so they probably can't unless you might pass information on, but I'm an introvert, so.
Okay. No, that's good. No, that's good. And your dogs are beautiful. Congratulations on having such amazing, beautiful dogs. So I might sneak a picture to everybody on my Twitter with you and the dogs. Mm-hmm. But tell Jenny I said hi. I love you. You know that. And, you know, you're my brother for life.
Yeah, I miss seeing you. I'm talking to you.
I miss you too, Mark.
Thanks,
for,
right?
Thanks for coming on. 1-877-DOCTORDALY. You take care, man. 1-877-DOCTORDALY. 1-877-DOCTORDALY. Don't go away. We'll be taking your calls, your questions, your comments. 1-877-DOCTORDALY.
Hi. I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Small Business Committee is holding a hearing to listen to concerns from members of Congress about the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on Capitol Hill, ranking member from Ohio, Steve Shabbat, discusses the impact COVID-19 has had on small businesses.
Unfortunately, COVID-19 has devastated small businesses and their employees. As a response, Congress created the Paycheck Protection Program to provide assistance to as many small businesses as possible during this emergency period.
The House is expected to vote on a funding package for small businesses later today. The brother of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is dead, another victim of COVID-19. Warren tweeted her 86-year-old brother, Don Reed, was charming, funny, and a natural leader. He joined the Air Force at 19 and spent his career in the military. You're listening to USA Radio News. Severe storms are making their way across the southeast. The southern parts of Alabama and Georgia are seeing storms and heavy rain. It comes as forecasters are predicting damaging winds, floods, hail, and isolated tornadoes for Thursday and Thursday night. Yesterday, more than 20 tornadoes were reported in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. A movie is being made about the life of the late Whitney Houston. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Variety says the biopic is being made by music mogul Clive Davis, who's credited with finding Whitney Houston, and Bohemian Rhapsody screenwriter Anthony McCarten. They say in a statement the film will follow Houston from her musical beginnings to her tragic death, and they say it will be a, quote, joyous, emotional, and heartbreaking celebration of her life. The estate of Whitney Houston says in a statement of its own that it is, quote, more than elated to be involved in that project.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. Let's go to the phone lines now.
Hi, Dr. Dolly. This is Perry. My question to you is, if we do have a resurgence of the coronavirus, I don't know if you're a doctor in biology or just what, but my question was basically a biological question. If we do have a resurgence after, say, in the summertime or something like that. Is there a possibility that coronavirus 19 could actually manifest into a different strain of the coronavirus to where we have to reinvestigate how to combat it? I don't know. It's just an interesting train of thought I was wanting to present to you. Top of the evening to you.
Great. Yeah, I wish I could talk to you live. Thank you for calling into our The Answer Line. Yeah, so good point. Yeah, my background is biology. Yeah, so I majored in biology, minored in chemistry, and then, of course, I went to medical school and became a family doctor. So you're 1,000% correct. This virus does have the potential to mutate. And so our work in coming up with a vaccine could be very, very challenging because we've already, from what I understand, have found 30 different strains of this virus. Now, it all depends on the strain differential and the differences that they have amongst each other. If the outer shell and the proteins, the spike proteins or the proteins that are on the outer virus, if you kind of think of like the virus like a stop sign, you know, not that they're octagons, but you kind of think of that shape. If the changes within these viral strains is more inside, and the outside shape, they all still look like octagons, then our vaccines could be very successful. We might have to change them up each year, like the flu shot, but for the most part, you know, we would be able to figure out and address the base of it. If, however, the virus changes from a stop sign to a yield sign, where it's like a big triangle, so to speak, we're in trouble. So it all depends on, they're saying we have at least 30 different strains. Probably before the end of the show, it'll be 35 or 40. It all depends on where those variances are, if it's on the outer wall or not. So, so it is kind of frustrating. My guess, and again, this is just pulling it out of my retroperitoneum, for the number of companies, and I think we have over 80, trying to come up with a vaccine, if they had any inclination that whatever they were working on right now would be useless by the fall, they wouldn't work on it. So my guess is they are working under the pretense that this virus isn't going to change to the degree that all their work will be for naught. So that's a good sign. And again, I know you're not really supposed to think like that in science. You need hardcore facts, especially since things change all the time. But you are now having companies, work on the most, basic, form of this virus, subviral, pieces of this. My guess is they have a lot more of the baseline scoop than we do, being fed by media. And so my guess is if they're busting their butts, they think they're going to be on to something, because otherwise they're not going to be putting out the money. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So human trials for the coronavirus vaccine are supposed to start from what we understand today. We're talking about this earlier in the week. This is out of the UK. British Health Minister Matt Hancock said the trial would begin on Thursday. According to Bloomberg, the vaccine candidate was developed by University of Oxford researchers and received $25 million in government funding. Some 510 healthy people between the ages of 18 and 15 are going to take part. The vaccine, with researchers at University of Oxford's Jenner Institute and Oxford Vaccine Group, first began working on it in January. So what they're working on is a weakened version of the common cold virus or adenovirus from chimpanzees. It has been genetically changed so that it is impossible for it to grow in humans. This has been combined with genes that make up proteins from the COVID-19 virus, the SARS-CoV-2. Called spike glycoprotein. And spike glycoprotein plays an essential role in the infection pathway of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So they say not everyone taking a part in the study will be administered the vaccine candidate. Half of the participants will receive a control vaccine, which means one that, you know, could protect against meningitis, sepsis, that kind of thing. But because we don't have any licensed vaccines or specific treatments of this, we're kind of moving at lightning speed. And, you know, we have to be concerned that we have to be cautious that we don't get people caught, you know, kind of in the crossfires of us, you know, being so rapidly trying to fight this where, you know, we make other people sick. But it sounds like if they're using a weakened version, then that hopefully isn't going to be, you know, one that causes full-blown SARS or severe acute respiratory syndrome. So they say the vaccine aims to turn the virus's most potent weapon, its spikes, against it, raising antibodies that stick to them, allowing the immune system to lock onto and destroy the virus. So we need something that, you know, that kind of induces these spikes. Now, we have more than 70 potential vaccines currently being developed across the world. It is a race, kind of like the Cannonball Run. And this vaccine candidate in the UK is the fourth to enter human clinical trials. We have two human clinical trials already undergoing in the United States, one in China. So, you know, one of the questions I get is, why is it taking so gosh darn long? Well, bureaucracy, red tape. So here's the thing. What you have to do, if we're working on a vaccine, which is why originally very optimistic folks thought we could get this by the end of the summer. There's a caveat to saying that. If we are already working on human trials now, and it's April, and so we're testing the vaccine in humans, then we're going to check them in a week, check them in 2 weeks, check them in a month, check them in 3 months to see if there's immunity. We will know by the summer, end of the summer, if there's any side effects to that, if there's immunity that could last well over 3 months. Now, we need, though, like the flu shot, immunity for that whole season. So then you need to retest or re-expose them 5 months down the line, 6 months down the line. So flu season lasts October to May. So we had to, before we launched that first vaccine, know that it would cover you for most of the season. Well, now they kind of, you know, have basic plans, and then they just kind of have to alter it based on the vaccine strain we're getting from Australia each year. So with flu, they figure out which strain they're going to try to model it after by February, have it developed, you know, by the summer, and then send it out. But when you're starting with a brand new vaccine, and we're being told by some specialists that, well, it might only work with some population, or we're hearing, you know, for some that, well, you know, it might only work for certain viral strains, now we're looking at a lot longer. But the potential is there. If any of these companies get the, you know, octagon, shall we say, and get the right shape, or maybe I should use hexagon. Most of these viruses are more hexagon-like, but honestly, you've seen the coronavirus. It doesn't look like a stop sign at all. But I'm just using that as an analogy because I try to use analogies. But, you know, if any of these companies get it right in terms of the shape, and they find that there's no, you know, long-term side effects with humans, and it causes some pretty good immunity, and those antibodies are there, and they see that as the virus changes throughout the summer, it still shows that it works. We can have a vaccine by the fall. Excuse me, the fall. 1-877, Dr. Sally, don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Got a lot to talk about. Especially, I want to talk to you guys about that trial of nicotine, where French doctors are going to be giving patients nicotine patches and frontline workers nicotine patches. We're going to talk about that. It's pretty cool. I remember, it's funny, I remember my internal medicine attending would be chewing tobacco. You know, when we'd be in rounds, and, you know, I wanted him to like me, you know, so I would get some chew myself. Oh, God, I couldn't stand it. Oh, my gosh, chew is disgusting. I never got that buzz that everybody said you could get. I don't understand. Okay, so one of your questions in the previous segment that I want to answer now, especially on Facebook Live, is are casinos opening despite governor's orders? Okay, there's a short answer and a long answer. Okay, the short answer is, from what I understand, no. I don't think anybody is going to be defying the governor. But what you are hearing is that places like Aria Hotel, which is beautiful, exquisite, are taking reservations for May 1st. You're also hearing Treasure Island may be taking reservations for May 15th. So you have a lot of hotels still taking reservations. Now, I do not believe any of this is against Governor Sisolak's right now kind of moratorium on opening up. Governor Sisolak extended us in Nevada. I live in Nevada. Governor Sisolak's our governor of Nevada. Extended our stay-at-home order and non-essential businesses to be closed till April 30th. There really technically hasn't been a extension of that. No extension of that till May 14th, May whatever. So there's been some debate. Does that mean April 30th? Or April 31st, 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All right, which, does that mean May 1st? It's open. So right now, it doesn't sound like anybody's breaking the law and anybody's doing, you know, what they're doing is they're taking reservations because if it such happens that nobody gets any notice and it's, nope, honestly, guys, I don't think I'm going to extend the April 30th date. We're open for business May 1st. Now, I'm a little bit more practical than that. I don't expect us to be opening May 1st. The governor had alluded to in his previous speech, that previous press conference, that it could be June 1, it could be July 1. He's not going to make a rash decision. And I get that. I get he's not going to make a rash decision. Gosh, that's hard with the lisp. Rash decision. Gosh, that's hard. If I talk with an accent, then I don't have the lisp. If I talk like this, my lisp doesn't come out. I need to talk like this. But if I was a casino and I was getting word that we would get not a lot of notice on when we could reopen, and you kind of need people to have travel plans and ready to go and wanting that room when you reopen, I would probably do something similar. I would probably open up reservations and say, look, we are going to have a tentative reservation on this date or on this date, and just, you know, expect that things could change. You'll be totally refunded. But, you know, if your state allows you to leave and we're allowed to open, we'll have a room for you. And so, you know, I guess these hotels, they don't want to be told at the last minute, okay, now we're opening, and then now they have to start to hope that they can get people to travel, because it takes a couple weeks. So that's my guess. Hotels, though, and casinos are, from what I understand, breaking their butts, coming up with plans and showing guidelines on what they would do to protect people in the casinos. I mean, for any of you guys that play craps, you are shoulder to shoulder with people. I mean, it's a good craps game has tons of people at the table, so I don't know how they're going to do that with only having one or two people. Never play craps with just the dealer. Same thing with roulette or blackjack. For any of you guys that have gambled, you never want to be one-on-one with the dealer. It just doesn't work. You need those other people. You need people, you know, that it just happens that way. So, you know, I'm not gambling until we're full court press. Same thing with poker. You got to play poker when you have other people around. You just have to, because you need everybody putting money in the pot. It just works better that way. All right. I'll teach you guys more about gambling a little bit later. So let's talk about this for a quick second here. What would it be like if, let's say, the governor says, nope, you're not opening up, and casinos are like, yeah, we are. You know, are we starting to see, with all the protests, with all the grumblings and the upset, are we going to start to see defiance? Are we going to start to see in some of these states where my state is still pretty calm? We're pretty cool. I got to admit, even with Mayor Goodman and Sislak, everybody still seems to overall get along pretty well, it looks like. But in other states, it's getting pretty rough. And I'm wondering if, because the constitutionality of everything is being brought up, and mind you, I'm a doctor and I support the lockdowns, I support the shutdowns, I support us, you know, preventing vulnerable populations from getting the virus. I really don't like how the Constitution got, you know, trampled on as quickly as it did. I'm a little bit shocked by that, and it looks like it happened very easily. I want to know if companies are actually planning to force governor's hands and force police hands, et cetera, state's hands, to get them to come and close down or arrest. You know, right now there's that threat, but if somebody does get arrested for trying to open up a business and support, feed their family, because it's arbitrary on what is essential and what is non-essential, then, you know, that's when there could start being the lawsuits. So I'm not expecting that, what's going on. I'm just trying to answer this one listener's question on, do I think casinos are opening anyway? No. I think casinos are going to wait until the governor gives the call, but they're going to have people ready to go. You already have people that have been in loosened up states going, okay, look, you know, we're out. Okay, where can we travel? We want to come to, you know, the U.S.'s playground, and Vegas is a playground. It's fantastic playground. But I'm kind of thinking that people are pretty conservative in terms of not, you know, wanting to cut a buck. The last thing you want to do is tick off a governor or tick off state officials. Okay, you want to be one of the good guys. And so casinos are going to work together. However, if it is such that they can't prepare and they can't, you know, start getting their customers lined up, opening up on day one with no clients just doesn't seem to work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, many of you are kind of asking about, you know, what's been going on with smoking and you know, is smoking a protective entity when it comes to coronavirus? We're going to be spending a little bit more time on that. So we're going to come back to that in the first hour, kind of walking you through why we're going to see French doctors try to shield their healthcare workers and their patients with a nicotine patch. I've never taken nicotine patch. The closest I've been to nicotine is chew, and chew was disgusting. While I have you guys, let me give you the latest updates. We're being asked for the latest updates. 2.6 million global cases, 187,000 deaths in the United States. We've had 864,000 cases. And again, kudos to whoever made these test kits, because that means we made a crap load of test kits in a short amount of time. So well done. Unfortunately, we've had about 48,000 deaths. Spain has about 213,000 cases. Italy, 189,000 cases. France, 159,000 cases. Germany, 151,000 cases. In the U.S., of course, New York has taken the brunt of most of it. Of the 48,000 deaths that have been reported in America, 20,000 of them, about 47%, coming out of New York. Jersey has about 6,000 deaths. Massachusetts, 2,100 deaths. California, their numbers are starting to rise, 1,400 deaths. Pennsylvania, 1,700 deaths. Now, those are the top five states with the number of cases, with New York having 282,000 cases, Jersey, 96,000 cases, Massachusetts, 42,000 cases, California, 37,000 cases, and Pennsylvania, 36,000 cases. Look at that. No lisp. Okay, I got to start throwing in an accent a little bit here. But what we are, though, seeing in terms of trends is we're not being told that cases are completely dropping. We're hearing that the curve is slowing down. We've talked about how the curve looks. We are hearing that the death rates are slowing down. We're hearing that hospitals are having more beds. So, I mean, we do have good news. Things are moving forward. And as you'll see when we come up on the next hour, we got some things that might kind of put people in a better position to not get sick. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Rebel. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.